You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Mark Grody birthday. Happy playoff Friday. Happy football Friday to you. It's one of those days and we are happy to have it. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And not only are we celebrating Mark Grody's birthday, only are we celebrating having the cheese grater foam party hat in the office, but I think we should take a moment to appreciate the fact that this is a playoff Friday. Let us rejoice and be glad.
It's here, Layla.
It is. And we don't get these. It's also technically a Four Seasons air conditioning, plumbing, and electric football Friday presented by Potawatomi Casino Hotel and Chicago Roofing Contractors.org. But most importantly, we are here on this day, the 9th of January, talking about a home Bears playoff game against their most hated rival.
As the excitement, as the anxiety flows through your body, understand that this is something you should be grateful for, to feel the way you feel, no matter if it's super confident, if it's, I don't know, if it's, man, we ain't got a shot tomorrow, whatever it is, just be happy to be in this position before the game actually takes place. Because once the game takes place, that's its own entity, right? But we're still in this preparation mode, and I kind of love it.
Our hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
By the way, real quick correction on my part, if I may, in regards to my birthday. My birthday is actually tomorrow. I just realized that. It's not today. No, I'm kidding. My birthday is today. I said...
You're about to get smacked in the studio.
When this cake arrived from... Thank you to Mitch Rosen and to all of you for the wonderful celebration during transition. I had said that this is the first time that I've gotten a cake awarded to me here at The Score. I was quickly reminded by our director of marketing, Ashley Fields, that I did want, and she sent me the picture from years ago of a cake that I received at The Score years and years ago. And specifically, it was my last day working on the Mully, and I guess it was Hanley show back then, the Mully and Hanley morning show, where I did updates because I was leaving to go do the Cubs gig. So I had received a cake that day. So I just wanted to clarify for all the cake people out there.
So basically, all I understand is the tradition is you always say nobody gets you gifts or cakes, and yet you have been given all of these.
You're
things.
Onto my scam.
Documented.
It's my scam.
There's a picture.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Get it. What about something else? Yes, Ray?
The best part about this cake that Mitch Rosen got for you, besides the candles that are 8 and 5 for 1985, my friend,
there's no other way.
At the center of that cake is indeed some Bear Glove deodorant.
What?
No.
You gotta eat through the slices to find it.
No, you're joking, right?
Okay. Of course he's joking.
I don't know. That would be hilarious if there was some Bear Glove Old Spice in my cake.
So is your birthday wish when you blew out those candles? I know you can't tell me, but just give me a signal if it was a Bears win against the Packers.
No, it was a year's supply of Bear Glove that I was actually hoping for. I'll deal with the Bears on my own time.
Old Spice,
you know what
is
I mean?
Reasonably priced. This is a pretty lame wish.
It's
the Bears beating the Packers to knock them out of the playoffs and to possibly get Matt LaFleur fired.
God.
That is priceless, Grody.
Do you really think that LaFleur would get canned if you do?
5 straight L's? Yeah, depending on how it goes specifically, yes.
That's the problem here is that emotion can't be quantified by a lot of people who are in charge. So even though he is a good coach, John Harbaugh is available, and I know that Packers ownership is the people, but I do think that there is a chance that that could take place. Now, how likely it is, I don't necessarily know, because John Harbaugh is really more the game changer in this, a la when Craig Counsell was available, than I think LaFleur's job status. But what's really on the line here is not just that. It's the fact that the Bears have a chance to win their first playoff game in 15 years.
That's crazy.
And that's unacceptable that it's been that long. And I laugh because the Twitch mob, you can check us out on twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score said, "Happy first Bears playoff Friday, Layla." And I was like, actually, I had one in the 2020 season, but it just wasn't the same.
I bet you don't even remember it.
Because it didn't matter.
Exactly.
And Dan and I probably made fart jokes, and we had a feeling that... No, you know what it was? We talked about the danger of C.D. Gardner-Johnson.
That's like, stay away from him. Don't be tempted by his
Remember
demon
the sound
fruits.
And Matt Nagy being like, yeah. you know, avoid him. Hey, and we Anthony had Miller. Meetings in the locker room.
And Anthony Miller and Javon Wims, we're going to need to have a little chat with you. Oh, they both induced penalties. They both got penalties.
Well, Javon Wims didn't just induce a penalty. He's
out there punching, man.
Yeah. Listen.
You can't do that seventh-round pick.
So that is not an issue this time. So we have that going for us, which is nice.
Well, here's my question. Back then, going into the game, did you feel like there's no way they were going to win the game? Is that what you're saying?
You talking about 2020?
Yeah.
I don't think that necessarily. Probably that. They were 500 that year. So they backdoored into the playoffs. They didn't feel like... That was one time where I think fans and media and everybody who observed the Bears was on the same page. Usually we're not on the same page. People, you know, usually there'd be people, hey, it's the playoffs. I don't think anybody really felt good about the Bears even being in the playoffs in the year 2020 to the point where... Many people forget that they were in the playoffs in 2020.
Oh, yeah, I like to call
it... They lost to the Saints.
I like to call it the gas leak year and say it didn't even happen, but technically it did.
That team won three of its last four, if I remember correctly. This team's lost three of its last five, if I'm looking at things correctly, right?
I mean, you can definitely link that, but it's a different...
The eye test was completely different that year.
Yeah,
At that point, we knew what we had with Mitch Trubisky. We knew what we had with Matt Nagy. And
no longer trending up.
Right. And the issue was too, was an expanded playoff, wasn't it? Was that the deal?
I think it was.
So it was more of a, because 500 even in that NFC wasn't going to get you there. So it was a means to an end.
Right. Cole Kmet's been hilarious about it because it's sort of like, hey, this doesn't, it's his first year in the league, right? Growing up rooting for the Bears, they go to the playoffs and he's like, man, nobody cares about this. Nobody, you know, nobody remembers that we went to the playoffs. I think he deep down inside, he gets it, but everything has changed. This is legitimate in terms of the Bears getting to the playoffs. We all know that. We know the flaws that have existed to getting here, but I do think it's incredibly... So this is the part where I look at it as you got to get greedy and don't look at the end of this season as just everything is just gravy. And you're like, even if you... Yes, it is true. If you lose the game, there will be many things we can look back on and speak about positively. And maybe even that positive energy will run into next year. And this is truly the start of the Bears making a run. But it's really important, though, that they get a win here. I mean, it really is for myriad reasons, not the least of which is what Layla just said, that they haven't won a playoff game since back in 2010 season.
I mean, that's it. Yeah. Like, the bar kept changing with what convinced you that this was a progress-filled season.
Yes, yes.
First, for me, it was simply, you got the new head coach. We saw demonstrative improvement out of Caleb Williams and the offense. That was the goal for me going into it. Then we saw how they were turning games that they shouldn't win into games that they were winning. Then it became, who are you going to beat to show that this is for real? That was the Philadelphia game for many people on the road. Then it became, well, what games are you going to win after that? Then it became, what seed are you going to control? Mm-hmm. And now it is, can you win a playoff game for the first time in 15 years?
That's the question, right?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Right. All week I've been asking Mark Grody whether he's been here or Hal Hall to send me like a loving text or a voice note, anything, be like, this is why the Bears are going to win this Saturday. Still waiting on that, by the way, Grody. It's Friday.
Well, what time are we doing picks today? 1:45?
1:45 we'll do picks.
We'll see. We'll see if that gets given away before then. But I'll see what I have for you at 1:45.
But here's what I've come up with, Layla. It's just the understanding that these are two very evenly matched teams, even though the Packers are way more hurt than the Bears after we've seen the most recent injury reports. And home field advantage should make a difference. And still, even though I'm trying to spin my wheels, if you will, I'm not coming up on something positive,
but
I guess.
Before I think we get to prediction time, we have to talk about the meaning of this game. And I don't always like doing the how big is this game thing. I think it's a basic angle. But today it is not. Today it is absolutely about the gravity of what is tomorrow, the significance of the fact that they can win this game, the importance of the fact that they are the two seed, and that you know that unlike the last time this team was in the playoffs, this is a team that is trending upward. Your eye test matches your confidence, which frankly also matches your hope. And that's something that should be celebrated today.
Do you feel celebratory, Mr. Birthday Boy?
I feel like it's been a grind of a week, and like I just sort of resurfaced from it, and like I have presence of mind now. It's like, oh my God, it's tomorrow, because it just feels like it's been forever, and we're all working our butts off, you know, previewing this game, doing what we have to do to get to set, and it's here. So I feel honestly, the feeling that I have right now about is like a little bit of relief that
calm
the game,
before the storm,
the little calm before the storm, that the game is finally here. And quite frankly, and I talked about this the last time the Bears and Packers played on a Saturday, and I cannot wait to wake up tomorrow and just feel this city and to walk out of my place and to see Bears fan. Like, it's one of my favorite things on any Sunday home game, because I live in an area where, in the South Loop, where Bears fans are making their way. Like, I can't wait to see what the demeanor is. And I'll do a video. I'll do a video tomorrow on my walk to the actual game to get the feel for it. But I love, like, I get goosebumps thinking about like the civic pride and what it means to people and the focus, and even the Green Bay Packers fans that I will see in town. Like, it just makes for this beautiful painting of Chicago that will occur tomorrow.
Well, you know,
think about even last year, where last year before the Lions game that was here, how much Honolulu blue you saw walking around on Sunday downtown before that game. And I believe that was a later game. I want to say it was like an afternoon game. And as early as like 7 in the morning, you were seeing everybody decked out in Lions gear. And the place seemed taken over by people in Lions gear. You know, we talk about this year, like the Packers fans, for example, just being able to, you know, wear their gear at all times. And then for the first time in a long time, we're talking to people across the country about Bears fans being able to wear their gear to the gym and be proud of it. And if you live in another city and not in the Chicagoland area, you're able to wear your Bears sweatshirt to the gym with pride today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, I don't know. I don't normally get into the feelings aspect of it all, but I feel like today is the day to do so.
No, and I think it's been building all week, to be honest. Like, just my casual conversations with people, whether it's been at the gym or just walking down the street, and like somebody will say something, and you know me, I'm nosy, so I'll be like, oh, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like there's a level of optimism that I don't know when the last time this city was this optimistic heading into an NFL postseason.
Yeah, I think Bears fans are nervous, but there's not a whole lot of Bears fans that I've spoken to, many of whom are my friends, that think the Bears are going to lose the game. You know what I mean? As nervous as they are looking for every way, shape, or form. And for better or for worse, I think a lot of Bears fans are depending on two things, the home field and magic and a little luck.
Iceman.
And a little
Iceman.
Little Iceman, which I guess you don't call that luck. I mean, that's a real skill that Caleb Williams has. But unfortunately, the way that this Bears season has gone, the Bears have been dependent upon fortunate moments. You know, do you say lucky? Do you say fortunate?
I say opportunistic.
Opportunistic is a good word, too. And again, we talked about it all year long. That's a dangerous way to live on offense. And we know the problems on defense. So if the Bears are going to win the game, they're going to need one of those moments. I don't think they can win this game just on their own merits. You know what I mean? Like, as it, like, just pound for pound as a team, you're going to need some of that magic. And guess what? They've had that magic, so it's not a far cry to think that they could get more of that tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw some. So I usually will catch up on YouTube, and I'll watch Ben Johnson, and I'll watch the rest of the Bears players who talk on the Bears YouTube page. And then I'll also like check out if there's a segment I want to go back and listen to. For us, sometimes I go to our YouTube channel, 670 The Score on YouTube.
Bears.
And somebody had the comment, and it was hilarious. It was like, hey, tell Caleb Williams that in the playoffs, every drive is in the fourth quarter.
Right. Right? Like, if he feels, I mean, that's a real thing. Like, if he feels that, Layla, and he might, maybe from the beginning, he will have that itch. He will have that urgency. He will have that desperate feel because every moment counts. Every ball that he puts on a running back's chest is going to count. Every sideline throw to Colston Loveland is going to count. Every throw down the middle to Luther Burden is going to count in this one. When guys are left open, it all matters. So, Layla, I know that you're kind of saying that with a wink, but I wonder if the mentality changes for Caleb because of the bright lights, big city, the whole thing.
You need it to, though. That's the thing. You need him to approach this playoff game as if the fourth quarter is the whole game, because
right,
this is do or die, win or go home. I mean, no one's going to die from losing the game, but what I'm saying is Matt LaFleur's time in Green Bay could be over. I think the Packers have more desperation, if you will, coming into this game because they've lost four in a row,
yeah,
and their coaching staff is in question compared to what the Bears have, which is no matter whether they win or lose, the season as a whole, it's a success. Undeniable success.
If the flower gets canned, as Molly calls him, the flower, but that is the actual translation of his name. Yeah, LaFleur.
En français.
Don't you think that he would also simultaneously become the top candidate for another team?
Yeah, see, that's like the problem with Mike McDaniel becoming available is I'm like, oh no, is he going to go to Detroit and be the offensive coordinator?
Right. Because he's not going to, he probably won't get a head coaching job right away. You're right. OC sounds right for
him.
Well,
I think John Harbaugh probably is still
top dog. But it is ironic.
Super Bowl wins.
That the flower, if he gets fired, all of a sudden he's going to find out how desired he is by other franchises. Just behind, as Layla said, John Harbaugh.
And the other thing is there could be more coaching mix-ups. I mean, what if Mike Tomlin does decide to walk away?
There's another one, right? And who? Which one of these guys? Somebody's got to go to the media desk. Somebody always does the media thing for a year.
I think it would be Tomlin, honestly.
You think Tomlin would do that? Join Bill Cowher at CBS?
I love that we're firing coaches who haven't been in the playoff game yet. Like, we're like, Mike Tomlin, you have a playoff game. Bah! TV for you.
sports talk radio,
but be honest,
I tell you.
20-year career in the league. One of the most successful tenures of any modern head coach. We're like, bah, TV.
Isn't that the hope, though, is that Matt LaFleur gets fired? That means something went really wrong if Matt LaFleur gets fired.
You're right.
Right for the Bears. I will say this, by the way. This news came across, and since we're talking about it, it's worth noting. This is from Diana Russini today, about an hour ago, and she's with The Athletic. It's widely believed that around the NFL, Matt Ryan will indeed become the Falcons' new president of football.
Wow.
Ryan and Chicago Bears GM Ryan Poles are very close friends, dating back to their playing days at BC. I'm told Poles has been helping Ryan on the entire hiring process.
Does that mean shifting a certain assistant general manager his way to get some compensatory draft picks?
Oh, would that be at that point? Not that the NFL cares about conflict of interest, Tom Brady, but would that be a bridge too far in that department?
No, absolutely not.
For us here, no, because you want the picks, but...
No, I'm saying, basically what you just said about the Tom Brady thing, I don't think that's the only example. There's plenty of examples of, I don't know if that should be a thing that people are doing.
Yeah, the entire players union setup, for example. But I do wonder about that. So that is the latest news from Diana Russini. Do I think that it distracts Ryan Poles from the task at hand? No, I don't. I think he can probably do both and be fine.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing a whole lot right now. I mean, he's getting ready for the draft and everything else, but as far as week to week, it's not as stressful right this second. I think he's kind of glowing a little bit, right?
He should be. Help your friends. So go on, Ryan Poles. Help Matt Ryan become the GM in Atlanta. Grody with a smug smile over here.
Sorry, I'm just since it's my birthday, I'm getting all these nice text messages. So I'm sorry. I was a little bit, as you were going to break, I was like, I'm going to check out a couple of these text messages. And there's just some really adorable messages. So,
see, that's the problem with working with Mark Grody. You never know if he's up to no good there.
That's true. So in this case, I'm not being devious or making trouble. I'm just smiling at
stirring the pot, the
cute little notes that I'm
getting. So that's Mark Grody, our birthday boy. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris joining us as well, of course. Our producers today, Ray Diaz, Tyler Farengul, and also Brandon Fryer does help us out. Mark, you asked that question last time. He does. He helps with audio and all sorts of things.
Baby T does?
Well, also Brandon Fryer.
Oh, Fryer.
Today.
I thought, yeah. I'm sorry.
Baby T helps us out always.
Where is Fryer? Is he back there? Oh, I don't see him. I thought
he gave us our pre-show pep talk. He also supplied me with a good list of audio for our pregame show tomorrow.
That's why he helps our show. You don't get to just say that all willy-nilly.
You're right. And his uncle, you guys know who his uncle is, right? You guys ready to have your minds blown? Common.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
We've worked with him for how many years?
When did you know this?
I only found this out like a few weeks ago. I don't remember. You guys were off. And I had heard that, and I was like, it blew my, like,
no
joking around. Like, not like, I just call him my uncle. It's his uncle.
That should go straight to the group's head when you get information like that, just for future reference.
I kind of thought I was the only one who didn't know, but I think.
No, none of us knew.
Common. I mean,
well, we love Brandon Fryer regardless of who his family is.
No, he was way cool before I knew that. Like, one of my favorite people here.
Seriously.
The Fry guy. He's the best.
You can give us a shout out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis help us out there. And as I mentioned, you can text and call us 312-644-6767 as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Let's go back behind that shutter curtain and catch up with a friend of the show, Mason Crosby. So we'll check out what the former Packers kicker is looking at for the big game tomorrow. It's next.